Welcome to episode 9 of our PolicyCon.org podcast series. Humanity is facing a problem. Industrialization and exponential growth of the world's population have led to an exploding demand for energy around the world. At the same time, the way that we produce this energy by burning fossil fuels is one of the key drivers of climate change. And climate change is a threat to us all. So how do we reconcile the growing demand for energy and our attempts to prevent climate change, or at least its worst impacts? The answer may lie within a country that you wouldn't expect. Environmental protection has not been one of its strong suits. It's China. Joining me today via Skype is Jill van der Walle, a member of our Policy Corner Projet Collectif team at Sciences Po Paris. Welcome, Jill.
Hello.
My name is Felix Hoffmann. I'm moderating and producing this podcast for PolicyCorner.org, our website where we publish policy-oriented articles by young scholars and students. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider giving us a rating in iTunes and hit subscribe. This will help our project reach some new listeners.
All in all, in the coming years, we will really see increasing engagement of China in a global energy governance and a world energy market, as well as increasing cooperation with other countries in energy. And I can only hope that the EU will also be able to maintain its relevance in this market, as well as continuing to actually be on the forefront of climate change action.
Jill holds a Bachelor in International and European Law and is currently pursuing a Master's in International Public Management at Sciences Po Paris. She specializes in China, where she has also lived and worked, as well as East Asian Studies and Environmental Policy. Welcome, Jill. It's great to have you.
Thank you.
So your article on Policy Corner is entitled Keeping Up with China's Clean Energy Revolution. Could you explain to us what is this clean energy revolution in China that you're referring to?
So as you said, the problem is very simply put that we're facing an increasing demand for energy and due to different reasons, population growth, rising middle class. And this means we need more energy capacity, while at the same time we need to decarbonize the energy mix that we already have due to climate change, as you said. In the recent years, China has become the world's largest energy consumer, and it is also the largest greenhouse gas emitter, because China's energy mix used to be mainly based on coal, and a lot of its industries are very energy intensive. This means that China is at the center of the global energy issues, and it's now at a crucial turning point in their transition towards a low-carbon economy. That means that they have a goal of a long-term having an energy supply that is not based on fossil fuels. And China experiencing a clean energy revolution means several things. So first of all, China already now has the largest installed generation capacity of renewable energy in hydro, solar, and wind power in the world. It's increasing this capacity at a much faster rate than everybody else. So China by itself was responsible for 40% of last year's growth in renewable energy capacity globally. This is basically a result of increasing amounts of investment in clean energy. In 2016, China spent around $78.3 billion in renewable energy investment. That's almost double of what the US spends. Therefore, it's the world's biggest investor in clean energy. And it set really high targets for 2020 and 2030. It plans to add much more renewable energy capacity and lower its energy intensity by much more than other major economies. And the policy framework that they have has fastly adapted to the practical challenges that arose because of adding so much energy capacity. And it includes now clear plans of the grid integration of renewable energy and things like this. And because of this adaptability and targeted policy, China is expected to reach many of the clean energy targets that they have much earlier than planned. As renewable energy has quickly become cheaper and more efficient, it's currently one of the fastest growing sectors. Last year was the first year in history that renewable energy was the majority of new power generation worldwide. So it's like overtaking coal. And because of this, Chinese manufacturers are expanding and increasing their global reach. So, for example, if you look at last year, 4 of the global 5 renewable energy deals were made by Chinese companies. This all means that China is now an undisputed global leader in renewable energy, and it's committed to the energy transition on a much larger scale than many other countries. This basically results in China becoming increasingly important in global energy and climate governance, as well as them becoming a global technology leader while other countries are basically looking the other way.
Cool, interesting. So I think what you've just said has a couple of implications, right? China has increased its production of renewable energy, but it doesn't stop there. After all, there's still a long way to go in terms of technical advancement, technical progress, if we want to preserve our environment as we know it and live anywhere close to the living standards that we know today. So we'll certainly need new technology for that. So what do you think is China's role in driving this technological progress?
So I think the question whether new technologies are the answer to simultaneously keeping our living standard and fighting climate change, or whether this is even possible to begin with, is definitely up for debate. This means already that a lot of new technologies would have to be invented and implemented within a very short amount of time, which in this political climate seems like it would be very difficult. But regarding renewable energies, we are at least on the right track. Because as I said, in the last year, renewable energy technologies have gotten a lot cheaper to manufacture and a lot more efficient. But there are still a lot of technical issues, for example, related to how renewable added capacity integrates in the grid. And the efficiency can still improve a lot. So we need to do continuing research, specifically research and development into renewable energy technologies and the pathway of the transition. And this is especially relevant for a lot of developing countries that will face the worst of these challenges. In my article, I also say that China invests a lot of money in research and development for renewable energy. It's about the same amount of money that the EU spends on R&D. It's around $2.8 million per year. But for China, this number is increasing per year, while for the EU, it's actually decreasing annually. And the US was already a lot lower. It spends around $1.5 billion, and it's clearly pulling back more and more. There's also private investment and investment made in the companies that are manufacturing the technologies, which is why it's also important that the manufacturing power lies in China. For example, R&D in solar power is the largest share of R&D in renewable energies in general. And currently, China actually manufactures around 60% of the world's really produced solar cells. So it's really, China is also home to like the largest electricity utility company. So this invests in building electricity grids abroad, and that's specifically in developing countries. So this also means that China will really grow as a manager of all these new infrastructures. And in terms of research and development, as well as manufacturing power of technologies, China is really trying to secure themselves as a global leader. And that means that ultimately they will become essential in the advancement of these technologies. And the responsible actors in China are increasingly catching up. I give some examples also in my articles. But so there's no need really to think that R&D advancement in China is minimal. But it is important that to remember that there's definitely really a steep learning curve still. A lot of the recent advancement in technologies is still made by Western leading institutions and universities. And for China, this is going to be a slow process, and it's really dependent on many internal factors that will go beyond this large share of investment, like how they will manage brain drain, how their universities will develop on a global scale, and how and if their companies will succeed internationally. But I do really think in general, it's really heading towards a more increased importance in developing renewable energies in the world, because other countries like the US are really not investing as much financial and human capital into research and development anymore. And that will eventually diminish their capacities to contribute to technological advancement.
So I think that in the heads of many of our listeners, certainly in my head, China is not perceived as a country that has placed a lot of importance on fighting climate change. Is this impression outdated, or is it simply wrong? Like, how does this perception fit with these intensified efforts to strengthen renewable energy that you've just described?
Yes, I think this is really common. I think the view is mostly outdated, so it's really different now. China tends to be known by many people as one of those countries that is just the most polluted countries, and it definitely still is. I also think China's climatic commitments are sometimes viewed with a bit of skepticism because they are continuing to emit more and more, and they have said they're going to peak emissions in 2030, which can seem like they have a long period where they can just emit freely. But that is actually a fundamental misunderstanding of how a transition works and what it actually takes for a large economy to come to a slow stop and reduce emissions. That's because it requires a really large jump to clean energy for an incredible large economy with a lot of energy intensive industry and a large population that is basically demanding increasingly higher living standards and increasingly more energy. in reality, China has really taken proper measures and has committed to action in their national policy to radically change their energy economy and emissions, but then has also now recently really shown through their actions that they're taking this very seriously. So Chinese coal imports and consumption is also decreasing. This really means that they've taken action. Besides adding renewable energy capacity, existing coal plants are being made to be more and more efficient because you can't just phase them out altogether. Energy-intensive industries are slowing down their consumption because China is moving more towards a service economy. Mines and coal plants are being closed. There are strong provincial and municipal level accountability programs to decrease emissions in cities, for example. So some cities like Beijing are going to peak much earlier in their emissions already in 2020 or 2022. And under the current plans by the Chinese government, it's very probable that the whole country will actually peak emissions already in 2025. This is actually much more than was actually required for them under the Paris Agreement, which makes it a surprise for many who have not really been following these developments. But it really shows that their commitment and actual implementation efforts are a lot stronger than other countries that even signed this agreement. And China is also continuously pressing the importance of climate change action on a global stage. And that is really becoming important in the leadership vacuum that exists now. So I can understand that from afar, it might seem that China is still emitting increasing amounts of greenhouse gases and that adding renewable energy is not enough. But it has a much stronger plan and it's actually implementing these plans effectively, but also very drastically.
So all of these efforts that you've just described, they seem huge, right? They invest a lot of money, they invest a lot of political capital. So what has changed in China that suddenly they're all about the renewables? Is this China being genuinely worried about climate change? Or is this China asserting dominance in the energy sector of the future? Is it a power move?
So I think it's obviously always a little bit of both, but I think something really important to say about China is even though it's obviously an authoritarian state, it doesn't mean that it doesn't really react to issues that play for the public. So the government is obviously quite afraid of civil unrest and collective action, and in this way reacting to issues that cannot be hidden. So in the recent years, the issue of air pollution has become increasingly important for the Chinese population. And it was really catalyzed in 2015. A documentary came out. It's called Under the Dome. And it's about the effects of air pollution and the government's failure to regulate it. And it got really big in a very short amount of time. And then it obviously was taken down from the internet. And after that, has still been very important. And this really made the discussion around air pollution very big, and the government really had to take action and also seem committed to that action. So I think that for the Chinese population, this is really a big issue they have now with the regime, because it's such a large, it has a really, really large impact on living standards and public health in China for everyone. It really cannot be hidden because you see it in the sky. And there's a really high risk for civil action in this because people are not happy with it. And that means that it's something the government needs to be working on. They have committed on this issue since 2012 already. And because of this, it has really become a matter of legitimacy for the Chinese Communist Party. There is another factor of energy security and strategy. So renewable energy and electric vehicles.